Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they the news. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, yeah. Day-Day Cruz, okay. Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they the news.
Yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz, I'm out here making moves, see how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, DeMarc, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just tryna make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
Welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day Day Crew, Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It's Thursday. You know what that means. Another episode of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. I'm your boy, Greg DeMarc, conspicuous by his absence, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, who is listening tonight. So, you know, he's not going to miss anything with my little nephew, the cutest little shit in the world, bro. Man, such an awesome baby, Josiah. Shout out to my nephew, Josiah. He hasn't made a public appearance yet, but we're hoping to see that soon. And, of course, our interim co-host right now, my other brother, my big brother, Coco T. How are you this morning,
sir? What's happening, baby? It's the black man, Coco T, where I found it, leader. A case is with people's band, baby, and good brother Greg, it's so good to be with you again one more time, one more week, doing this thing again together on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, baby, the best podcast going around in this here Detroit City, baby. How's it going, brother Greg?
Man, it's going good. Man, we had an action-packed weekend last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three shots. We got another triple shot weekend this weekend coming up. Last week, you know, kicked off with Horror Slam. Saturday, we had MPWA, Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance, had a benefit show out at the American Legion, which was, man, so much fun. So, so much fun. I mean, maybe the most fun I've had at a booking yet. I had the privilege of being the ring announcer for the evening. It was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money for the seawall there. It was a total success. Sunday, the Monroe Family Barbecue. And then here we come. And got some news coming out of that, which I'll share with you guys later. But then this weekend, Friday, we got Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Saturday, RPW returns for their big show. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. And also, the main event of the weekend to me, New Breed returns to the Diesel in New Baltimore, Michigan, the Hometown Advantage show. It's going to be a hell of a show. Matt Breeding is going to face the Soul Taker coming off his win against Chuck Whedon last month. And we're also going to see, man, a banger. Freedom Ramsey is going to take on Alex Pierce. Or, I'm sorry. Freedom Ramsey is going to take on Orlando Christopher. It was Alex Weir last month. And what a match that's going to be in the main event for the New Breed Championship. Electric Ely is going to defend against both AVZ and Mr. One Night Only, JP Ono, That's happening Sunday, and we have Eric Ely is going to call into the show tonight and give us some final thoughts before his big triple threat title defense on Sunday. Coco, will we see you at any of the shows?
Oh, brother. See, man, this is the problem right now. The black man is still preparing and still getting ready for 2 weeks from now from a big extravaganza of his own, the 40th birthday bash in the KSA backyard, baby. And what's going to happen here is live music is going to be played. And KSA, the people's band, is going to be making this world premiere debut. So I've been prepping, and unfortunately, I have not been able to attend a lot of wrestling shows, and I've definitely not been able to attend this one this weekend because on top of preparing for this show, I also have some prior engagements, baby. We got graduation parties and get-togethers that I just can't get out of because family won't forgive me if I don't go. So, unfortunately, I'm going to miss out. But let me just say this. I'm a big fan of Brother Electric Ely, but I'm also a huge fan of Mr. Brother Ono, Mr. One Night Ono. So I'm going to be conflicted,
a
man.
Little
I'm
better.
Going to flip a coin on that one. But let me tell you this for sure. One thing for certain, two things for sure. That old Starbucks sipping sucker, AVZ or whatever you call him, ABD. What is his name? BVD? Alex Van Zandt. That old little sucker, that little rambling rabbit jabroni. I need to see him take an L in the worst kind of way. As far as I'm concerned, both Mr. Ono and Brother Electric Ely can pin him 1-2-3. And then we can just do another match one-on-one with him and eliminate Mr. AVZ or whatever you want to call it. Starbucks boy.
Hate it or love it, your next New Breed champion is Alex Van Zandt.
Oh, no.
You hate
oh,
it all you want.
Grand.
That belt is going to look good around AVZ's waist Sunday night
see,
when
Brother
the smoke
Grand.
Clears.
See, Brother Greg, where is Brother Dede Cruz at when I need him the most? Because, see, Brother Greg, you causing all kinds of mischief. Once again, going against the black man, going against the inevitable, going against the obvious man. Don't nobody like that AVZ except for you. You're the only one. He's a fan club of one. Y'all might as well go on out to Starbucks.
Xander would beg to differ, first of all, because Xander's an AVZ guy. He's a smart guy. I've learned to appreciate AVZ. I couldn't stand the guy, but I watched his work, and I learned to appreciate him. The guy gets it done by any means necessary. You see him win more than you see him lose. Would you agree?
Yeah, but No.
He likes good coffee.
More than he loses.
And
that,
he
that,
likes
that
good
coffee.
Yeah,
but you know what? So do grandmas and baby mamas. That's a baby mama's drink. Don't no grown man drink no $8 coffee. That's insane. You
hey,
can get yourself a
hey,
combo
don't assume his gender.
A corner island for that price.
Don't assume his gender.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't. I got to call what I see. So if he has a problem with that, he can get on the phone right now, and he can give me the work phone if he wants to, because I will send him back limping intellectually. You feel what I'm saying? I turn that man bun into a ball fade. I tell you that right now. If I was a wrestler, because I'm a lover, not a fighter. But people like that,
I'm
going
to tell, I'm
going
to tell him to kick
Ely
one time just for you.
See, that's
just
not right. That's just evil, Brother Greg. Come on, Brother Greg. Come on, let's talk about this.
I want to see him hit that floss,
note.
Hit that floss dance, and step right on Ely's stupid nugget piece. Stick it,
see, Brother
Eric
Greg.
Ely,
there
the John
again.
Cena of Midwest
evil.
Professional wrestling. I'm sick of Eric Ely. I want to see somebody beat
goodness.
His punk ass.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe. See, wait till brother, the electric one get on this phone line here because he ain't going to like too much of what you have to say because I don't think you
he
got
don't
the
like me too
or
much.
The gut.
I think he only accepted the invitation probably just to tell me I'm an asshole. He might just tell me I'm an asshole and hang up. So be prepared if it goes down that way. Don't let it be a total shocker because, yeah, my feelings are not
it looks
secret
like,
about Eric Ely. Eric
here?
Ely knows exactly
well, looks,
how I feel about him.
Well, it looks like
but I will admit, the man
to
put a tear in my eye at New Breed last month when he proposed to his beautiful fiance. It was truly a beautiful moment. And that's right, I'll admit it, I had a tear in my eye.
That's a beautiful thing. That's so Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth of him, brother. That's what he, that's why I like Brother Ely. That's why I get down with him, because he's a gentleman. He's a scholar. And most importantly, he is a man of responsibility with a sense of family and dignity. That's the kind of champion you want running around here in the state of Michigan and all throughout the parts of the Nether regions. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. That's what
so
I'm talking about, Brother Ely. That's right.
Greg DeMarc tells it how it is, and I will say this. I don't know a lot, how closely a lot of our listeners or even you guys follow what happened to New Breed, but Ely accepted two challengers willingly. I will give him that. Never accused Ely of being the smartest guy I know. He is probably in some of the best shape of anybody I know. The guy, if I needed dietary advice, whether it be slimming down or gaining pounds, I'm talking to Electric Ely. That's my first. How to retain a world championship? Not calling Ely, bro. This guy just won it, and he wants to fight JP Ono and AVZ. AVZ has a little crew behind him that's could be bad news for Eric Ely come Sunday. His might have
more
guts than brains. Let's just say it.
I'm gonna tell you this, man. This is gonna be some main event caliber. This is some I would dare say some almost WrestleMania proportions. But that doggone AVZ is just muddying it up. He's reducing it to main event type TV status. You know what I'm saying? He's just doing undercard. He's dropping the quality of this match. I think he needs to just gracefully bow out of this match, you know what I'm saying, and let these two great titans go at it for the championship title of the world, the most prestigious title in all of the state of Michigan, but in all the planets, baby. You feel what I'm saying? So I will say,
I will not disagree with you, because I'll tell you this. It's the whole Steiner math. I mean, you got a 33 1/3% chance to win. One-on-one, you got a 50% chance to win. AVZ is smarter than Eric Ely. Give a fuck what anybody says. AVZ is intellectually superior to Electric Ely. So, one-on-one, Ono, one of the toughest bastards you'll meet. Ono is a wise, cagey old veteran. You know, to me, the better move would have been to let Ono and Ely have it out, and then whoop Ely's ass and then challenge him. Wear down the champion. You know, he can't turn down a challenge. His head is too big. His ego is too large. The guy's going to fight the fucking world. He's going to fight Ono and AVZ. Hell, who knows? He might fight the winner of Breeding Soul Taker. He might challenge the Nomads, the whole fucking crew. Who knows? The guy's definitely got more guts than brains.
Hey, well, you know what? He's a fighting champion. That's all that is. He's got that Bret Hitman hot competitive streak in him, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I totally respect that. So, Brother Ely,
got that John Cena energy, baby.
In. That's right. I got to give respect where it is due. You feel what I'm saying? So, yes, so Brother Ely, yeah, that's right. He should be a fighting champion. He should take on all comers. Everybody, even that soul. I mean, that soul taker's a dangerous man, so he better eat his Wheaties for that one soul taker there, because I done seen this brother do some serious damage in the ring and out of the ring. That's a guy that you don't want to see in your sleep. You feel what I'm saying? That's a creepy dude.
Well, speaking of creepy dudes, the soul taker is going to take on Matt Breeding, and we'll see if he's going to survive that. Speaking of creepy dudes,
boy,
man, the Soul Taker is a scary, scary dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
intimidating, ominous presence. I mean, I got to be careful. When he walked past me, brother, it's a cold feeling, a cold little draft that go right past you. If you walk his way or stand near his way and he passes you up, it's a scary thing, man. That brother got presence on him like there's nothing else. So, yeah, baby, you better watch yourself with him. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And a win over New Breed's owner could really give him some pull. That could be the next guy Ely is, you know, facing. But, however, we got Brian Shotwell, who really doesn't work outside of his own promotion, Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance, MPWA. He is going to be in action at New Breed. Could Shotwell be after Ely in that championship or the winner of the triple threat match?
We're
talking about Ely like he won. He's got a 33% chance of winning, which means there is a 66% chance that Ely will not be the champion come Monday morning, by the way.
Oh, shame on you, Brother Greg. You being presumptuous that he's going to lose. That's the crazy part. You better assume that because he's a champion that he's going to win, baby, because that's what fighting champions do. They find a way to get past all the courses, all the challenges. He could very well win. But like I said, the way I see it, it's 50-50 because that doggone AVZ is a non-factor. He's going to be sipping on his Starbucks, trying to get breathers, running out of gas, and he's going to count himself out anyway. And knowing him,
okay,
he's a little weasel. He's going to try to – he's gonna, yeah, what's up?
Coco, I will bet you one awful slice of wrestling show pizza that Eric Ely loses the championship Sunday. If Ely retains, I will owe you one slice of awful wrestling show pizza. And if he loses it, you will owe one of those awful slices of pizza to me.
Okay, that sounds like a deal. Sounds like a deal to me. Well, here's the thing.
It's
you
a
know,
bet.
You bet. I don't want no
awful
pizza.
A grand wager on this
pizza.
Now.
That's what I'm talking about.
A grand wager.
I want some good pizza. I don't want no awful pizza.
Hey. You've been to the same counter I have. You know what's going down back there.
You
know exactly what's going down back there.
Absolutely.
Hot and ready
absolutely.
From 3 hours ago.
That's right.
That's it. One victory gym, hot and ready slice. Grand wager on the New Breed main event. And we're definitely going to find out here next week on the show. We're going to talk about what happened and find out who has won the grand slice of Victory Gym Pizza.
That's right. Hey, wait a minute. That pizza is not awful. That good Victory Gym, it comes with character. You feel what I'm saying? It has a lot of love in it. You feel what I'm saying? So. That piece ain't all that bad at all as you make it out to be. Sometimes people bring food to the event, you know, and I get spoiled off of that.
So,
oh,
actually, we got a surprise. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's
I was just going to bring this up, but I'm going to let him tell you for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, representing the greatest faction in professional wrestling, the Nomads, my brother, Road Rash, is on the line. And I was just going to tell you about that, but I'm going to let the man tell you for himself.
Damn right. Let me tell you how it is. Matt Breed is nothing but a freaking coward. First, he runs all the Nomads away, and then he don't let me get in the Rumble for the gold. No, because he's scared. He knows what the result would have been. It would have been me taking the title to the Nomad Clubhouse. He runs Chuck way out of state. Chuck was one of my best friends. So he thinks he's getting off Scott.
No A7s either. No Nomads were represented in the Rumble for the Gold.
None. I am the last remaining Nomad in New Breed. He thinks he can get rid of this rash, but this is a rash that's going to take way more than ointment to get rid of. I'm a little
hungry. Oh, buddy.
And this rash comes with a hammer.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and that's what I've seen before. So, yeah, I know he's full of trouble, and he got all the smoke and then some. But my brother Rash, talk to the black man Coco T. Ware here real quick. Could it just be? Now, listen, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, so don't come for me. Don't put me on your hammer list. But could it just
he's
be
not Ely, guy.
That the Nomads, but could it just be that the Nomads and maybe even yourself, that you just may not have been qualified for such an event. Could it just be?
All about overqualified. Better watch. I won't hit you with the hammer, but your bird might end up dead.
See why all the violence, man? I'm a lover, not a fighter, brother Rash. I'm your friend out
well,
here. I'm just trying to be fair.
It's gonna be all on your head, brother. Because right now, my focus is ending Matt Breeden. I know he has a soul taker. I know soul taker is gonna probably take his soul. If there's nothing left, I'm gonna drive the body anyway. I don't care at this point.
Oh,
then
that's an
interesting Nomads, Ace Evans, and Road Rash hold tag team championships, not just all over the Midwest, but all over the United States, actually. Like, legit, all over the United States. They're collecting them from all 50. They're working on it. And I tell you, Matt Breeden knows that, and he's a friend of mine, you know, but I think he knows if Ace Evans and Road Rash were in that Battle Royal, it would have been Ace Evans and Road Rash at the end of that deciding who the new breed world heavyweight champion is. Ely can't overtake the Nomads. Your boy John Cena, Coco, he can't overtake the Nomads. You don't hear Ely talking about the Nomads because you don't want that smoke. Even John Cena of the Midwest don't want that smoke.
Now see, why are you kicking out all these here pejoratives and insult calling him John Cena? Of Michigan wrestling. Let me tell you something.
He is. Everybody loves him.
He's his own man.
He's good looking.
He's
Mr. Positivity. Get the fuck out of here with your positive ass. Everything sucks. Just say it. Hit somebody with a chair, Ely. Grab some knucks. Rake some eyes. And I'll show you some respect.
Let that brother be great. Let him do what he do. You got to let the lion be a lion, baby. You got to let the eagle be an eagle. You got to let the hyena be a hyena. No pun intended there for Brother Matt, Hyena Hagen. But all I'm just saying is you got to let Brother Ely be Brother Ely. He's doing his thing at it. Why he got to reduce himself to a level like a Road Rash or anybody else? He got to be him, baby, if that's the case. Make Brother Road Rash. How about you be more like Brother Ely then so people can respect you?
Never be like Ely. I'm not a coward. He's been dodging me since I stepped into New Breed. Every time I'm in the ring, Ely's nowhere to be found. I wonder why. Because maybe he is a little smarter than he seems to be. But he can only run for so long. If Breed keeps on hiding from me, I swear to God, I will dismember that whole locker room and Breed won't have a show to run.
The Nomads have been running roughshod over New Breed since its inception. I truly believe that management is concerned with the power the Nomads carry just being present.
It's obvious.
I totally understand that, but see,
the owner, he left me no choice. He ran all my boys out. And he thinks I'm just going to follow and not do something about it. No. He messed with the
He chose
wrong
a night
one.
That there was only one Nomad present to put that one Nomad's Michigan career on the line. I'm just pointing out a fact. That happened with Nomads in attendance.
You know why it happened? You know why it happened, Greg? Because if Chuck would have won that match, he would have been having a title shot against Ely.
I almost had to hold Hannah back. Hannah Henderson was in attendance for that, and she's a Nomad, and I almost had to hold her back.
Now, wait a minute. So good sister Hannah is a Nomad, and she's with the Cobra Kai?
Yes, sir.
Oh, she's
a full-blooded Nomad.
That little mama gets around, let me take it now. She out there working hard for the money. So now she with the. Now I'm gonna see it. I'm just gonna say it. Now I'm just gonna have to say it, Brother Road Rash. Don't be offended when I say this, but she might want to change her company. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was taught growing up.
Hannah Henderson is successful. She was trained by Nomads. She runs with Nomads. She's successful. What does that tell you? She's a year in the business, and she is nothing but successful. Already held multiple championships in her first year in the business. Trained by Nomads, runs with Nomads. What does that tell you?
She's all over the place.
Sounds like Sounds like she can do better because the nomads is full of trouble.
That is true. The nomads are trouble. Remember that. Don't forget it. Goddamn right, they're trouble.
Greg, your son is on the line. And the guest of evening is on the line.
Awesome.
Road Rash, thank you very much for calling in, man. And hopefully I'll see you Sunday. And thank you again, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Okay.
Give me one moment, Greg.
Action-packed show. We apologize for the pause. We a lot going on with this weekend, and then we have still a very special guest that we're expecting to call in this evening as well. And just trying to get some. We're live, and thank God Martez is running things because, man. There'd be a lot of nothing going on right now. Not that there's not a lot of nothing going on right now. But, dude, Colcom, you need to, yes, sir.
I'm trying to find out who it is, but they're not responding, but they're on the line. I believe it's Eli. I don't know if you pronounce
the
name.
Yes, please. That's my man. Not my man. This is your man, Coco. Your boy.
That's right. That's
the
right.
John Cena of the Mid-South. He is the new breed heavyweight champion, Electric Ely.
What's going on, fellas?
That's right. Look, Brother Greg, you stay over there and be a troublemaker that you are. Let me take it over here right now because you're not doing this champion the due justice he deserves. Good Brother Ely, good evening. Welcome to the Radar I-313 podcast. This is the Black Man Coco T. Ware filling in for Brother Day-Day Cruz as he's taking time out to spend with his new little Bambino baby crew. Now, in case you heard in the radio program earlier, Brother Greg was sitting up here just jaw-jacking and gum-bumping about you, man, acting like a real rambling rabbit right now. And I just want you to know.
I respect he's a fighting champion. 100%. It's just not smart to fight two guys voluntarily, willingly to defend the title.
You called him man. Brother Ely. Brother Ely, I heard it all from him. You can play the radio back when you get home and listen to it again. I just want you to know, Brother Ely, the Black Man Coco T. Ware support you 150%. And in case you didn't notice earlier today, that for yours truly, the Black Man himself had to go to work today.
Leave the freaking phone line about Jack Jam Pack tonight.
And the coolest thing that happened, I rocked the Electric Ely shade for the kiddos, and they loved it, baby. And I was rocking on my bass guitar while they was enjoying themselves today. Because when I put those Electric Ely shade sunglasses on, baby, I can see everything that I'm doing. And I can tell you are a man of vision, and you doing the thing. You are the new champion out here, and people should give you the respect that you deserve. What do you have to say about that, Brother Ely?
First of all, that was an amazing intro out of you, and I appreciate you supporting me, wearing the shades, tagging me on Facebook. I love that stuff. I'm not really active on Facebook, but I always look at my stuff. So thank you very much. And as far as Greg's concerned, Greg, you're worried about me taking on two competitors. I just took on 19 guys in the Rumble and won. So
no, I'm gonna actually win a slice of 3-day hot and ready pizza from the next wrestling show that we're at because I have wagered said slice of pizza that you're gonna lose. I got a 66% chance to win that bet.
Well, you're obviously not a gambling man, because that's one of the more dumb bets I've heard in my life. And I like to gamble, you know. I like my sports betting and stuff like that. But I mean, I would never bet against myself, and I would never bet against a guy that.
Oh, you want in on this? You want a slice of 3-day-old wrestling pizza? I'll wager you too. I'll bet you too. I got 2 slices of bad wrestling pizza on it. What's up?
I mean, I'm not trying to eat bad pizza, but I mean, if you put some good pizza on the line,
no
maybe
pizza.
I'll take it.
It's all chicken breast
hey,
for this
here.
Guy. This guy ain't eating no pizza.
Look here, brother Ely, to sweeten the deal for you, brother. I don't even eat pizza. I'm on a diet, baby. So I know you're gonna win
Hell
this
yeah.
anyway.
Oh yeah, I mean.
I will take a picture of me eating my slice of pizza after I win this bet.
Oh, that's
don't get
insane.
Me wrong. ABZ and Ono, they're definitely going to be very good challengers, just because they have like 17 people that are probably going to be at ringside. That's not going to be in my favor. So it's pretty much going to be like a 9-on-1 handicap match. But, you know, and I'm at the disadvantage because I don't have to get pinned to lose my title. So not only do I have to worry about myself not getting pinned, but I got to make sure I'm at the right place at the right time to make sure that I don't lose my title by someone else getting pinned or submitted. So, yeah, this match definitely isn't in my favor, but am I scared? No, I'm not scared.
I got to say, you made an emotional decision to fight both those guys. Like you said, you're fighting AVZ's entire faction, and, you know, and then you got Ono, seasoned veteran, you know, resourceful guy, AVZ, resourceful guy with bodies behind him. Why take all that on at once?
That little rat.
That's more guts than brains.
Don't talk about that. Brother Greg, don't talk about that little rat fake AVZ. Ain't nobody thinking about that Starbucks sipping sucker. Don't even talk about him. Just focus on brother Ely right here in the moment and talk about his main real competition is Mr. One Night Only. That's his real competition right there. AZZ, he going to be out there. He going to need a Starbucks IV by the time he even does anything significant in that ring. He just going to count himself out. And I just got to say, brother Electric One, I must admit, as much as I enjoy like you, I also a big fan of Mr. Ono, Mr. One Night Only. This was the first independent wrestling show I ever attended was at his birthday bash, and it was phenomenal from beginning to end, and he was phenomenal from beginning to end. So the black man must admit, I am going to be conflicted to see what's going to happen in that match. I really am. But just know, if I got to choose between the two of you, it's going to be both. I hope both of y'all pin and make AVZ tap out, because that's what really needs to happen. And then the win can result in a draw, and then y'all could go one-on-one in another venue at another time, baby. Book it, Danny. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'd love to take Ono on one-on-one. So, I mean, after I win on Sunday, maybe we can make that happen if he puts up a good showing in the match. I mean, like Greg said, yeah, I'm a fighting champion. If I think someone deserves a title shot, they're going to get a title shot. But if they both lose to me on Sunday in, you know, a pretty easier fashion, then I think it's next man up. I don't think it's going to be one of those two. But I'm not getting ahead of myself, though. I'm not the one that is going to say I'm going to win. I mean, I expect myself to win. Every time I step through that curtain and get in that ring, I expect myself to win. So that's my mentality.
I have one final question. Are you concerned with the Nomads possibly looming? That's Road Rash came on and kind of said, you know, he's going to be there. He's going to whoop Matt's ass if there's anything left of him. And, you know, he's coming for you. He's bitter. No, Nomads were in the Rumble for the gold, and he believes you're dodging the Nomads. What say you?
To be honest with you, I've never had an issue with the Nomads, but I don't have any allies in the locker room. I will admit that. I'm not really the guy that has many friends back there. So I'm definitely going to be on my own out there. It's definitely like I'm going to have, you know, my eyes are going to be wandering, and I'm going to have my guard up. So if the Nomads want to get involved in this match and make it a 12-on-1 handicap match, then, you know, that's what I'm going to have to deal with it. And if that happens and I get defeated, then the better men won, I guess, not man. But like I said, I'm ready every single time, every single day. I work my butt off in the gym, in the kitchen, and just in life. And I will never not step through that curtain and be ready for this, for a match. So that's all I'm going to say about the Nomads. That's all I'm going to say about Upper Echelon. That's all I'm going to say about the Lineage. They can all be out there. And
amen. That's right, Brother E.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not going to have help. I've never had help.
That's right.
So, I mean.
Now, you definitely get help from your fans. I would say they are the most fired up, energetic fans in all of indie wrestling, man. MDTA motherfuckers are nuts. Dude, dare I say, those deathmatch wrestling fans, fucking nuts. Those Ely folks, man, they're crunk, boy. I mean, you know, when Ely's there, he brings his following, and you can't say that they don't that adrenaline that they – I've seen it many times with my own eyes live. The charge and adrenaline they give you gives you an advantage in most of your contests. I truly believe that, even when you're outnumbered and perhaps the underdog, so to speak.
Well, that's right. See,
yeah.
He's a fighting champion, if you're mind not jumping in, brother. If you're mind not jumping in, let me just take for you one good time, brother. See, Brother Greg and AVV and all of Road Rash, Road Rage, and all the Nomads and all of them, see, this is a fighting champion right here. He is ready at any given moment, at any given time, ready to scrap. And he's not afraid. And see, that's the problem. We got too many people that's too afraid to stand on their own 2 feet. Remember this, Brother Ely. It is lonely at the top, Daddy. It's lonely at the top. So be comfortable there while you can, and just keep your head on the swivel like you're doing. Because, see, after a while, they may not like you, but they're going to have to respect you. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to have to shake your hand at one moment and say, hey, you know what? You all right with me. I've given you everything and then some, and you come bouncing back like a Looney Tunes character, ready to do it all over again. You go ahead and do your thing, brother. You don't have to be too humble in this wise, because you out there getting ganged up and things of that nature, and you still coming back. They ain't ready for you, brother. That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to shut my mouth.
Don't be humble. Put your shit over real swell here before you let us go, man. Put yourself over. You're too humble. Why I don't like you.
I would never put myself over. I let my wrestling and my performance in the ring put myself over. But you know, we're talking about this being a handicap match, and yeah, it's going to be a handicap match because, like you said, my power plant, my fans are going to be there, and I mean, I couldn't imagine being on the other side of that and having to deal with all those fans constantly cheering, wearing orange. Like, I would be annoyed if I was wrestling me. So you're exactly right. I would not be here without my fans, and I will give them the credit since day one. I probably wouldn't even be in professional wrestling if it wasn't for them. Like, my fans are people that aren't even professional wrestling fans. They came to support me, and now they turned into professional wrestling fans. That's what indie wrestling
great.
Needs. They need new
right,
people. They don't need these hardcore fans that go to every show and that cheer on the heels like Greg over here. We need people that actually show up and cheer organically for who they like, who they come and watch. I have my fans that come and said, besides you, Eric, my favorite was Soul Taker, because Soul Taker has a character and he put on a performance. You know, they're not out there just cheering on somebody because they want to root for the bad guy. They're there because they actually appreciate what they do in the ring and their character, and that's why I love my fans, and I will love them till the very last day.
Amen.
So it's another,
amen.
Another long conversation, but there's a reason that I primarily like bad guys. That it's just that do anything to win, folks that win, I can get behind that. I can feel that, you know?
See, brother,
I'm not
Greg,
saying
you know,
that you'd be nothing without your fans, because if those fans were booing you and you were
Rake and I, you would get it done, and you'd be an even bigger star, and you'd be unstoppable. When you start raking some eyes and pulling some tights, sky's the limit for you, brother.
I will never cheat to win. I'll say that right now. I would rather lose respectfully than win by cheating.
I've seen you lose respectfully when I feel like you could have cheated and won, and it drives me nuts. I'm like, dude.
Believe me, at XICW, I was 0-13 there. That's because everyone I wrestled had to cheat to beat me. And you wouldn't cheat.
You wouldn't get with the program. You should have won that fucking season.
Brother Greg, he's following the book, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the man.
But he didn't win, and he could have.
Character and
it was his.
He lives by code, baby. He lives by code. It's called truth, justice, and the American way, baby. And so I totally respect Brother Ely for doing that. He ain't got to sell out. He's already a champion, baby, a champion. Standing on the top, baby.
Ely,
just like a temptation.
Ely,
so he can.
I don't like you, but I do love you and respect you. And I'll definitely see you Sunday. I'll be calling the action ringside and call it fair right down the middle.
I mean, I love all the support, and I love the cheer me or boo me. As long as you're making noise and as long as my name is coming out of your mouth, that means I'm doing something right. So cheer boo me all you want, Greg. And like I said, when I see you on Sunday, I'll shake your hand and smile and make eye contact with you, and that's just the way it is.
Poke me in the eye or punch me in the throat when you see me. Kick me in the nuts.
Goodness gracious.
Do something awful to me.
Brother Ely, please excuse Brother Greg. I mean, goodness gracious. He can't just let you be great and be your own man. Let him be his own person, Brother Greg. Listen, just because you come from the mean streets of Bad Street USA don't mean everybody else got to live and move over there. Daddy, let that brother do what he do. From the mean streets of Livonia and the mean streets of Mayberry, baby, and just keep doing it the way he's been doing it and going far in life. Brother Ely, one of these days, the world is going to catch
Ely
you.
Ely owes me, you know, 20 kicks in the nuts, and he always smiles and shakes my hand and every time he sees me. Yeah, Ely,
right,
hell of a guy.
Right. I respect
and a hell of a champion,
Ely.
And you
that's
can catch
right.
him Sunday. Tickets are available at the door at the Diesel Concert Lounge in New Baltimore. It's on 23 Mile. It's right near 94. Quick freeway trip, no matter where you are. Come meet Electric Ely. And, you know, he'll take a picture. He'll smile. He loves all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's roll.
God bless you. Take care.
Let's roll.
Ely, you got
Ely, thank you again
brother.
for calling in tonight.
Thanks, fellas, and if you're there, I'll for sure see Greg Sunday, and you know, let's have some fun on Sunday, and let's tear the house down.
Indeed,
that's
thank
right.
you, sir.
All right, fellas, have a good night.
Take care, brother. Brother Greg, now come
on, man. I've just done an awful job of managing time tonight, and I mean, did we get the coolest people calling in? Road Rash, that was a pleasant surprise. I did drop a message to him and let him know if there's anything he wanted to get off his chest, you know, feel free. So, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest for the evening, she works for SWE, and she has a very interesting job she's going to tell us about in the wrestling business. This is one of those opportunities where, you know, you have to find out there's so many hats worn in the, you know, behind the scenes, and she wears one of those hats. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Lindsay Hendricks.
Hi.
Hello,
good evening.
Hello,
thank you.
Lindsay.
Thank you for being so patient and waiting. It's completely
Absolutely.
On me. I am the shit for managing time guy that is responsible for your wait.
Well, I enjoyed it. I was enjoying the show, so.
Thank you.
See something, Lindsay. See, the problem with Brother Greg is he got too much bad guy in him, and he's always pushing for bad things to happen to good people. And I'm always telling Brother, be nice. You see, it's like I'm the angel on Electric Ely's shoulder. He's the devil on the other side. So sometimes you just got to shoot that devil. You feel what I'm saying? That's okay. But
maybe, Coco, I just like to see good things happen for bad guys. Did you ever think of that?
No. See, that's the problem. Y'all cheat to win. But you're cheating nonetheless, baby. That ain't no winner. That's a loser. Cheaters never prosper. Didn't you ever heard that before?
Were you a fan of the Attitude Era when Triple H was the champion for, like, ever? That's all he did was cheat, dude. One of the greatest of his era. I mean,
hey,
legend.
And I choose not to remember it. You know why? Because I wasn't no fan of no Triple H because of all of the trouble he was causing. All the tongue lashing, all the scheming and scamming. I mean, he took a piece of construction equipment, a sledgehammer harming people, brother. That was bad, Betty. And the black man don't get down with stuff like that. I can't associate myself with people like that. You feel what I'm saying?
What's wrong with being the smartest guy in the room? I mean, I don't see a problem with that.
No. See, that's the difference between being smart and being evil and devious. Mr. Fuji,
the difference between being smart and being evil could be the difference between being the champion and on the outside looking in. Like, damn, he cheated you, and he's got the gold. Yeah, it's one of them sorry situations.
But hey, let's stop beating up on Mr. Philosophy real quick, because we need to talk to Sister Lindsay here about what she does.
Lindsay, you got the coolest job. Tell us about your job.
Well, I am a makeup artist for professional wrestling, and it has been the
awesome.
Most fun and exciting thing because I get to travel with all the shows. I get to hang out with everybody and do makeup and glam. But I think the coolest part is not only do I get to do this, I get to form amazing friendships with everybody that I talk to pretty much, if not every day, every other day or several times a week. And we travel and we hang out, and I've learned so much about the wrestling business from the inside out. So just a super, super fun
Amen.
Right now.
Awesome.
And getting involved
awesome.
In professional wrestling, that's what I say. I have met the coolest people, and I get the opportunities to talk to the coolest people. And that's what I love about professional wrestling. And like you said, truly be a fan as I am, as you probably are, to see actually just last weekend for the first time, I seen a match being laid out in the ring and then seen that match happen. And that like the first time I ever see it. And I always say I never want to know what's going to happen. And, you know, doing these different things like ring announcing and commentary, I kind of got to be in the know. But, you know, it was a lot of fun to see. I never got to appreciate it that deep until last Saturday.
And I agree. You know, I'm coming from, like you said, a fan's perspective. And me and my husband, Soda Pop Hendrix, we used to go around and, you know, we learned about indie shows, and we go to all these shows, and it's kind of cool because, you know, kind of like not fans, we became instantly friends with all these amazing wrestlers from different promotions, from like Impact and AEW, and, you know, we were just really hanging out as friends. And then my husband one day was like, I want to be a wrestler. And I said, well, cool, I want to do, you know, makeup for wrestling. So it's even cooler now because we get to tour around with each other. We both work for SWE. Right now he's wrestling for SWE, but we get to tour around and I get to do makeup for the shows and he gets to wrestle. And now we see some of those friends that, you know, before we were part of the industry, were truly just our friends. And now they're our friends in a whole different way. So it's pretty cool.
That's great.
That's
so
awesome.
Do you put makeup on men and women to prepare them to go out under the lights and cameras?
So, correct. I don't get to do the men as much just because there's so many women at each of the promotions. But absolutely, if there's anything that they need in terms of respect of, you know, powder or touch-ups or things like that, I absolutely do that as well. So
how many makeup artists are there?
You know, every show is different. Currently, I am the lead artist at SWE Fury and the only artist at SWE Fury. Hopefully we can get somebody else in soon, fingers crossed, because I do about, you know, anywhere from 12 to 15 people per show. But every show is a little different. I also am the artist for River City Wrestling, RCW, here in San Antonio. I do a bunch of different promotions. And fingers crossed, guys, I have actually two really, really huge opportunities in the works right now. Hopefully I can announce them soon. They're for shows that you guys know really, really well. So hopefully I'll get on those and I'll get to discover like another side of the business there. Those shows have multiple artists. So hopefully I get to join them and be one of the multiple artists. So
we will be glad to announce that when that news comes out. And hopefully, man, we pray that it does real soon.
Oh,
they
sure.
You talk about, you know, being able to work around awesome people. How about Teddy Long? We had him on
the show,
man. What? I mean, top three nicest guys we've ever talked to.
Super cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Teddy, you know, once a month, you know, my hubby is really good friends with him. And we're always with Teddy and hanging out with him and doing stuff with him. And he is just amazing. And just to have, like, a WWE legend like that around you all the time, educating you on wrestling and just teaching you so much. Just the fact that we get to be around that is so super cool.
Awesome. So Sister Ashley, did I say your name right? I want to make sure I'm not misnaming you out here. I just want to know this. The black man wants to know, what was your most difficult project in terms of being a makeup artist? I mean, is there such a thing as it being too tough, or are you just one of these extraordinary makeup artists who never gets it wrong?
You know what's crazy? I feel like I never get it wrong, but I'll tell you this. There is, everyone has such a unique face, you know, and different, you know, maybe it's a symmetry or different things going on. So sometimes, you know, different faces are a little bit more challenging than the other, but you know what? That's the fun of it. Like, I really enjoy that because I'm like, okay, great. You know, what can I do to make this person's face even more beautiful or even more unique? So I don't think that there's ever a challenge per se with faces. What is a challenge is time. Is time.
I get it.
You know, so sometimes with the show, maybe we change the, you know, the ideas or we change the direction the show is going in last minute. Or maybe we added, you know, a triple thread or something like that at the last minute. And, you know, everyone needs touch-ups or, you know, we want to make them fresh for the next show. In terms of time, sometimes that's a little bit more challenging. But, hey, a good artist can get in there, take care of it, and make everybody perfect in time. So.
Cool. That's awesome. Let me just another thought that I had, because this, the behind the scenes stuff, we don't talk about. Well, you know, to be fair, in my opinion, as fans, maybe we shouldn't know too much. That's just kind of how I am. I mean, I'm the founder leader of Kayfabe, the People's Band. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give out too much of what's going on. 'Cause I gotta protect what we got here. You know what I'm saying? So
agreed.
You know, without exposing the business, you feel what I'm saying? What are some of the funny moments, the fun moments you've had? You know, maybe is there a road story that you might have? You know, maybe you had to do some makeup literally on the road.
You know, I have a ton of fun stories. I definitely don't think I can share them all. But I definitely have a ton of fun stories. But instead of saying a specific story, I'll just say generalities. And I'll say I think the most fun we have is our car rides. And is our trips going to all the shows and, like, what we talk about and what we share and, you know, just little things like that. Like, just this past weekend, you know, I'm in the car with Rodney Mack. I'm in the car with Jazz. I'm in the car with Melina. And just to hear the stories and the things and the experiences that they went through and, you know, how blessed I am and how blessed my husband is that we get to hear these stories and we get to learn so much from them is just, like, super cool. And, you know, them telling me, like, you know, little things that pertain to me when they're telling me about, you know, different artists they've had over the years and different glam they've had and just different things that they learn. I feel like, oh, man, like, how cool is that that I'm in the car with these amazing people, with these legends that are telling me so much about the business and are helping me. And, you know, and just shout out to those two ladies, Jazz and Melina. They have been so instrumental in my career and have provided so many opportunities to me and really opened up doors for me. I'm grateful that I even get to be with them, travel with them, learn from them. It's been really cool.
That is awesome. That is phenomenal. Let me just ask this, because you said that your husband is a professional wrestler too. Is that correct?
Correct.
He's a ref.
No. He's a ref. But, well, how it started was he's been training for a little less than a year. It'll be about a year in August. He's just a really phenomenal ref. So SWE picked him up. He's been wrestling there for about 6 months, and during that time he got to kind of jump out and start his professional wrestling career, and he's had about, I'm going to say, 7 matches right now. And
awesome.
We've traveled.
Cool.
It's really cool. We've traveled, you know, to Tennessee and Arkansas, and we've done some pretty large shows with Rodney Mack, and it's been really, really cool. His name is Soda Pop Hendrick. Let me plug him really quick. And it's
nice.
Just been really cool.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, it's been really cool. So he's definitely starting that journey, and we're learning.
So since his name is
Soda
Pop,
I love that name.
I have to,
Soda Pop Hendrick, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Right, hold it. So I think it's safe to assume that your husband here is a connoisseur of all things Soda Pop. I just need to know, has he ever fancied himself to a nice bottle of some Faygo Pop, Detroit Faygo Pop? Has he ever tried some of that before? And if not,
no,
how
but I'm dying. Yes, I need some of that in my life. Like, we are both fine connoisseurs of soda. So we definitely
right.
need
okay.
to try it because we don't drink.
Okay,
so.
I got a simple fix for that. We need to book Soda Pop Hendrick here in the Midwest, dude. Get Rivera
right
or
there.
Chris or Rachel Green to get this guy in the ring. Let's see
oh
what
God,
he's got.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going
right,
to love
that's
it.
Right.
He's so like fiery and like just charismatic, like it just works. And I'm really excited that I'm getting to be a part of like his journey and kind of seeing how that's going. So it's been cool too.
Very cool, very cool. Yes.
Well, we're hoping
Teddy
Long is gonna come out and you know, with his boy Soul Taker, maybe
you
guys can make the road trip. Who knows?
Oh, we'd love
it.
Absolutely.
See, we
got
to get you some of that Juggalo juice, sister. The Juggalo juice is what I like to call it. They go pop.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Verner's?
No.
It's like
that?
A ginger ale, but it's like it's only in this area. They don't even have it like in New York. I guess it's like I didn't know because I grew up around it, but my wife makes ham with it. And she sent me to the store when we lived in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm like, where's your Verner's? They're like, what the hell is that?
I love ginger ale. So
it's a shame,
that sounds awesome. And I love like, whenever I go to Denver, I haven't been back in a while, but, like, they used to, be, like, brew all this root beer down there, and it was really amazing. And so we're always, like, down for a trip and trying something new. Like, that's totally our thing. So that sounds fun.
Dude, we got
to
send you guys, though, a care package with some Verner's and some Faygo in it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Soda Pop
right,
kind of sort.
Right.
I mean, come on, dude. Soda Pop Hendrick has to get down on some Faygo. We got to send the Rock and Rye. You know what I mean?
That's
it's
right.
Like, orange pop, dude, is orange pop. You know what I'm saying?
Orange
the Faygo Cola ain't
yes.
nothing to write home about. The red pop is good. It's
right.
a strawberry soda. The Rock and Rye is a taste all its own, much like Verner's. Ginger ale is the closest thing I can, which I love ginger ale more than Verner's. But I think you'll like Verner's, especially if you like ginger ale.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Right. Oh, and don't forget the peach flavor pop, baby. Oh, that peach.
Oh, my God. My husband loves peach. That is, like, his jam.
The
like,
blue red
Faygo
is really fire, too. There's a cotton candy one, too.
Oh, my God. I love blue red stuff.
That's
like
a
my fave.
That's a throwback. You know what they need to bring back, Brother Greg?
We got you. We're gonna put a box together for you, and we're going to send it to you.
Yay.
Absolutely. You're going to need that. Y'all going to love it, and you're going to want to come and move to Detroit because you're going to love it so much. I promise you that.
And I haven't been to Detroit forever, so I'm so down to go back.
So what do you call it, that fizzy drink? What is it called?
I don't know.
I call it pop.
Oh, us.
Yeah,
just
we call
soda?
It pop up here.
Yeah, just
y'all
soda. We just
soda
call it soda.
Down in the south.
Yeah, like
in Memphis, Tennessee, everything is Coke. It's all like you say soda, I say pop, they say Coke. It's all Coke.
We say soda. Everything's soda. Like what kind of soda you want?
That would confuse the heck out of me. Why would you call everything Coke? That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that don't make
any sense. It doesn't. It's like you go to Applebee's and they're like, do you want a Coke? Like, yeah, what kind of Coke do you want? I mean, like the drink. Yeah, I mean, we got.
But y'all call it pop, right? So, like, my husband, like, for most of his, like, early life, he lived in New York. So he used to call it when we first started dating pop, too. But I call
He's
it soda.
He's a pop guy.
Wow. Yeah, and then he kind of grew into calling it soda, too. But he was a pop guy, too. So.
Soda meets Pop and they fall in love. What an awesome fucking story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is awesome. Okay, sister, I got to ask you this, Sister Lindsay.
Come on.
Just a random, general, philosophical question about all things wrestling face paint.
Okay.
Demolition, Piles of Pain, or LOD Road Warriors? Which one?
Ooh, Road Warrior.
Oh, my God. See, you all right with me, Sister Lindsay. You definitely, listen, Sego Pop. Gonna be on me when you come up here. All right, one more.
Sounds good.
One more.
And you know what's crazy? I'm always helping guys in the back with their face paint. So I help people like at all promotions because the guys always run up to me. They're like, "Hey, do you have any like recommendations for my face paint or ways for it to stay on better?" And so I'm a big advocate for face paint and like teaching everybody like the different kinds of paint and how to set it.
I've always been drawn to the guys with painted faces.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. LOD is my all-time favorite tag team. So let's go with the singles division. Singles men's division.
Okay.
Sting, Ultimate Warrior, Kamala.
Ooh, you might not like me, but I love the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Hey, this is your choice.
Ultimate Warrior would be my pick, too.
Yeah, I love him, and you know, I've been really intrigued lately about, like, a lot of the backstories I've been watching, like the A&E thing that came on, and just really just watching, like, his life and, like, these interviews with his wife and just, like, all the different things he went through. It was just really heartbreaking. So I've been really into that lately.
It
so
really
I'm definitely in the big – yeah, it really, really was. I'm a huge Ultimate Warrior fan.
Awesome. Okay, one more.
When, in 1988, that's the day Hulkamania died to me. When I seen that guy, I was instantly drawn to him. Like, that is my favorite wrestler. As when he was squashing no names, you know, I was like, I love this guy.
Yeah,
he won the Intercontinental Championship from the Honky Tonk Man, who I could not stand. I hated that guy. And then, you know, he was just my hero. And then now he's going to beat Hogan. And I was like, man, the Ultimate Warriors, I want him to win. And he won. And I just. And then he just lost it to Slaughter. It was, like, awful. But I was all in on Ultimate Warrior from the first time I seen him.
Well,
the face paint always drew me to guys. The LOD, even before that. And, you know, I liked Demolition, even though they were bad guys, you know, as a kid. Because their faces were painted. They looked cool.
They just were cool. Yeah.
Same thing with Sting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, Sister Lindsay, one more. Women's division.
Come on.
This going to go across eras right here now. So, I'm going to get you real good. So, think about it. Sensational Sherry, Luna Vachon, or Asuka?
Oh, my gosh. This is such a hard one.
Ooh. Yeah, I knew it. Black man knows these things here.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I like everybody. But let me tell you what I like about Asuka. What I like about Asuka is that it's so authentic and it's so personal and it's from where she's from. And because it's like that, it makes my paint, like her paint, so unique and so special. So I like hers in a completely different way, if that makes any sense. But, I mean, I feel like it's a tie with all three.
No. Understood. No problem at all. Hey, it's your choices. I'm just asking
her
the questions.
Yeah, I'm like, I love it. And you know what? I'm a big Asuka fan. I wish better things were done with her. I'm a big Asuka fan, though. I really like her.
So is my wife.
Yeah, I just really love her.
From Asuka.
So
love Asuka. Her favorite wrestler.
I just think she has so much talent.
Right,
yeah. I'm just like,
and they booked her completely
her.
Right in NXT. She should have been unbeatable. She should still
Absolutely.
Be like, I mean... They should get one over on Asuka a year, man. Asuka should remain that dime. But like you said, it's so authentic, so believable.
Yes, and it's just that's what makes her so special, as opposed to just like, I'm a person that I have face paint on. Like, it's just really, really, really cool. But like I said, all three are just amazing in terms of that.
Yes, they were.
I love Sherry,
yes,
though, when
were.
It comes to the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sherry's paint,
yeah.
The glitter.
Yeah,
I got it. Out of those three, I got to go with Sensational Sherry.
Yeah, I can't lie. Glitter always sets it off. Always, always, always.
Yes, yes. Same here for me. Sensational Sherry was, she was a quadruple threat. She was a valet. She was a manager. She was a wrestler. She was a goon. And then she was just this lady, all at the same time, with the most unique and beautiful face paint all over. And when she became the queen, Sensational Sherry, oh, man, she just really took that to a whole nother level. And it was just like, we couldn't help but call her Scary Sherry, and we would boo her, but I love the haters. And then I still love that at the same time. As a matter of fact, in case you didn't know, Sister Lindsay, as I think I mentioned this before, I started my own band, and we're about to unveil our band in about 2 weeks here in good old city of Detroit in the Kayfabe backyard. And see, my wife has drawn inspiration from the Sensational One. So much so that she calls herself Sensational Sweet Denny. She's going to put on a little makeup in homage and honor of one Sister Sherry.
But see, what I like about Sensational Sherry is that I feel like her makeup still crosses over for today. Like, I feel like it's still timeless.
Yes.
Like, the looks, and especially, like, all the, like, intricate line work and all that kind of thing. Like, that's still glam today. That's still, like, what people do today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still crosses over really, really well. So the intricacy of her makeup, I think, or face paint, rather, makes it that much more unique.
Yes, yes. Her makeup and her look is ageless. You could drop her right now in 2020, and everything she wore would get over right now.
Absolutely.
She'd be the standard of beauty. She'd be the hot rock. She would rival.
Every single thing about her would get over it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Everything.
Every single
All
thing about
everything.
Her. Not to mention, she was wrestling, like, at a high level before that was a thing. When there was only a couple women out there that could wrestle like that, she was always that person.
And I love it when we do, like, when the women do such unique glam and it just works and it goes with them. And I think that's something that always worked for her was, like I said, the intricacy of the looks. You were just like, wow, that's really cool. And it just worked. It was scary.
Yep.
It was cool. And it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. It just worked. Sometimes I just go on YouTube and I just watch Macho King and Sensational Queen Sherry just because the way they will feed off of each other in promos, you can't write a script. You just let them go and do. They know what to do right away. I mean, it was spiritual even almost, and they were just amazing. Even when they brought in that crazy Zeus, that psychopath Zeus, it was even better. I said, how is this possible? They add more chefs to the pot, and it tastes even better than before because Sensational Sherry was that one. She was the flavor, the seasoning that kept that gimmick over, and so we need that in wrestling again. We ain't going to never have
Agreed.
Another Sensational Sherry, but we need to have somebody like that close to it that will say, hey, she reminds me of Sherry, and she's doing all the great stuff.
I don't think there will ever be one that compares to her. She was legit the greatest female wrestler in at least two or generations, at least. The end of that whole, like, Moolah generation in the 80s when she was getting it in the AWA and through the 90s, even, I mean, Medusa Michelli right there. But still, I say, you know, going up into the era where Sherry wasn't wrestling anymore and it was Trish Stratus and Lita. Their generation.
Yeah.
She was the greatest woman wrestler in at least two generations.
She really was, and you know, it just were, you know, were it not for time and things of that nature, I mean, we'd be saying some different stories. I mean, just think, had Sister Sherry did more wrestling than she did valeting and managing, we'd be talking about her more as one of the great, as the greatest.
Yeah,
I mean,
sadly, there was who's she going to wrestle? Nobody else can wrestle. You got, you know, rare opportunities to see it. You can see it in archives from other places. But, yeah, she was absolutely, you know, the total package.
The
and it's a shame that wasn't showcased better because, you know, how, I guess, the wrestling world was in that time. But it's an awesome time to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah, especially now. Like, I'm just so blessed that, like, the ladies are given, like, these amazing opportunities now and are really, like, flourishing even more now because, like, like I said, I'm always with the ladies, especially like the legends, and they tell me stories, and I'm like, man, I'm glad that, like, yeah, they got that time then, but I'm even more blessed to get the time now to really show people more of them and tell those stories. And, like, one thing Jazz always says is, like, give me my flowers now. Like, talk to me about it now while I'm here with everyone. And I think that's super cool because I'm like, yeah, man, like, tell these ladies how great they are now because we don't want them gone and we're talking about them. We want to be able to say something now. So I think it's cool that, like, so many of these ladies are still working and still wrestling and it's still a part of the community and just entertaining us. Like, I just think that's really cool.
Awesome.
Lindsay, you have been so much fun to talk to. I hope we can talk to you again sometime.
Yes.
We are. Do you
absolutely.
You call me. I'll have to bring Soda on next time, and we talk to him too. He'll
tell us
kick.
Where we can find Soda Pop Hendrix on social media, so we can help get his name out there, get some new eyes on it.
Oh, y'all are the best. Yeah, on IG, Soda Pop Hendrix, super easy. On Facebook, it's Soda Pop Superfly Hendrix, and you can find him there. Same thing for me. On all my socials, I'm Everyone Loves Lindsay. Can't miss me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Same thing on everything. So
perfect. And that's the beauty of social media these days, and that's actually what we try to do here. We just want to let everybody promote themselves, to let people know about this great world of indie wrestling that's it's all around you. I found it by accident, you know?
Me too.
And
me too.
Yeah, you know, and it's just such a wonderful thing. That's what we just want to, and yeah, it's going to be fun to see Soda Pop Hendrix. And, you know, you got that love and desire like that. You tell me that story. It's, you know, it's going to be fun to see where it takes you guys. I'm excited.
I can't wait to head you guys' way. That sounds fun too, so. I'll have to tell him about it.
Oh, yeah. We need to take turns and visit each other's cities, man, because it's going to be something phenomenal when we mix together, brother. I'm telling you that now.
Absolutely.
Our normal host, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, he's kind of, he's trying to get down there to, you know, to that area to catch SWE live. And, Teddy's invited us down. We got to make the trip. And hopefully here in the next year, we'll be making the trip to come meet some of you guys that we've been so blessed to talk to. The OMGs we had on two weeks ago. And, you know, Teddy, and now you've all just been so awesome.
Oh, you guys are going to love the show. It is really amazing. And it's just really just ran so well and so professionally. And the fans love it. We love it. You guys are going to really enjoy it. But, yes, thank you for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
God bless you, sister.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lindsay Hendrix, makeup artist for SWE. They are another cool family of wrestler that we got to, you know, enjoy the company of. Man, we got to talk to Nomads, Ely, man, what an action-packed show.
Yes, absolutely. Loaded. It was a great time. I mean, let me say, I'm very fortunate to be standing in the stead of Brother Day-Day Cruz. Let me tell you, he's a giant like you, Brother Greg, and it's tough filling in big shoes. But, you know, I'm doing my best out here. Let me just say that right now. But, hey, fun show, fun time, Thursday night. It's like an event for me now. It is fun getting on here, chopping it up with y'all. It's phenomenal.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to have you. I just love to talk about wrestling and just so happen to get to do it every Thursday night with some really cool people. And we've been blessed to, you know, talk to some really cool people. And, you know, the key word here is blessed. And I'm blessed to have brothers like Martez, Day-Day, and obviously you, Coco, and, you know, I love you, and I pray for you guys, man. I know God protects us, and he's brought us all together for a reason,
absolutely.
And, you know, put us in each other's lives for a reason, and that, I mean, the show's rated R, but we're all Christian men here. I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to our Lord and Savior Jesus, and,
thank
everybody for listening, and we will catch you next Thursday. Love you guys.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Take care. God bless you.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texas, Day-Day Cruise. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texas, Day-Day Cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Mark says they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.